Last week we started the sugya of what to do if you find out after you purchase an item that it was stolen. So last week we spoke about what happens if you found out right away that it was stolen before the owner was miyayesh. So there we said the halacha is clearly, since he wasn't miyayesh, you own Reuven's property, you have to return it to Reuven. There's nothing to talk about. Mi'ikra din, we said, you should then go back to the ganav who sold it to you because it was a mekach tos and get the money back from him. Except there's a takonas hashuk, there's a takonah they made to enable enhanced commerce, that if you had to go back to the ganav, people would be nervous about buying things. So there the chachamim made a takonah that if you bought accidentally a stolen object, you return it to the owner and he gives you the money, and the owner will then have to litigate with the ganav to get the money back. We said if it was a ganav before him you bought it from, you bought it from a known robber, he's a known highwayman, you see, you could tell that he's a robber, so then it was a machlokes Shulchan Aruch and Rama if this takonas hashuk applies. And even according to the Rama, who says it does apply even by a famous ganav, he said if you know the item is stolen, there even the Rama agrees that it doesn't apply. And we said in many cases, if you're buying something very cheap and it's underground and you can tell that something's fishy going on over here, we should certainly be machmir, because according to the Shulchan Aruch, for sure you have to give it back and without getting pay. And according to the Rama, it could be that now it's known that this item is stolen, there also you would have to give the item back without getting pay, because you shouldn't have bought it in the first place. You know, we made a takana for people who innocently buy something and they find out that it was stolen, so what should they do? Nebuch, so they'll give back the item and get the money back from the person, from the owner, not without having to go fight with the ganav. But if they should have been careful, they realized that it was a famous ganav, a known ganav, or certainly if they see that this item is hot, you know, the person who's selling this pair of tefillin isn't a guy with a long beard. He doesn't look like he's someone that should have tefillin, and he's selling it very cheap, and he doesn't look like one of us. So in that case, he should give the tefillin back to the owner, and he has no right to demand payment. And we're talking where he was buying it for his own personal use. If he was buying in order to do a Shavuos Aveda, that we'll talk about Lineder next week. Okay, this week we're going to talk, we wanted to divide it up so it'd be easier to understand. This week we're going to talk about what happens if the owner already was miyayesh. The owner already had given up hope of ever recovering the object that was stolen from. We'll say the case of a car. We'll talk about two cases. One case we'll talk about where, say, in Eretz Yisrael, a person sees a bunch of Arabs taking his car and driving off into their territory, and he knows he has no hope of ever finding it again. Thousands or tens of thousands of cars sold every year that never heard of again. So he's miyayish. He saw who stole it from him. He gave up hope of ever recovering it. And then you ended up buying it. You didn't realize it, because by the time they recycled it and laundered it, it came back into Eretz Yisrael, and now like a new car, and you know, a regular used car, you buy it, and you find out that the serial number matches the stolen car. What do you do in a case like that? In another case we'll talk about, which sounds the same but we'll see it's different, is that you bought a used car, and you find out that it was stolen many years ago. You found out it was stolen many years ago, and now you bought it. You bought it many years after it was stolen. The first case, it's talking where you bought it right away, and only later, many years later, you found out that it had been stolen. And the second case, we're talking about a case where, we're going to talk about two cases, I'm not saying first or second. One case is where the owner realized it was stolen before you got it, and the other case we're going to talk about is where the owner didn't find out about it until after it was already in your possession. It was when you got it right after the theft, and it could be he was still looking for it. It was still on all points alert. The police were still looking for the car. Say not the first case. It's in America. Someone has his car stolen. First thing you do is you call the police, and then you call every day. They said, "Did you find it yet? Did you find it yet? Did you find it yet?" And in the meantime, someone bought it. without realizing it was stolen. And then, years later, you find out that, it was stolen. So what do you do in that case? And the other second case is, the years went by the Ganav, and finally, years later, he sold it to you. What's halacha then? We're talking about Yush and Shin Yushas. Right? We're going to learn about whether Yush works by Geneva. Thinking back to a few years ago, we spoke about Hashavas Aveda. And by Hashavas Aveda, if you find a lost object belonging to another person, so the halacha is, if you find it after he's already given up hope, and there's no simon on it, that's why he's given up hope. And the halacha is, you're allowed to keep it. It's used, and there's no simon on it. Or even if there is a simon, we said, if it's a very old object, you see it's all rusty, it's from years ago, even though there's a simon on it, the person has probably given up hope of ever finding it. So it's halacha, by Hashavas Aveda, if there's been yush, you're allowed to keep it. If you have it in your possession before there was yush, before the person had given up hope, and only later he gave up hope, since it came into your hands, be iser, so there, you're not allowed to keep it. Right? That's the halacha we have. Hashavas Aveda. The shaila is, how do the halachas of Geneva match with these halachas of Aveda? There's a Gemara that talks mamish about this issue. The Sugya Bava Kama Samuk Vava, and Allah says like this. Rava had said, this Gemara we learned a few weeks ago before Pesach, that Shinoi makes a Kinyan. That if you change, if the Ganav changes the nature of the object, we talk about polishing diamonds, if he changes the nature of the object, that makes a Kinyan. For a Ganav, that means, it doesn't mean that it's his and he's happy and he can, just keep it. It means that at that point, once he's made a Shinoi, when he's caught, or if he wants to do tshuva, he doesn't have to give back the object itself, because that he's acquired. He just owes money to the owner. That's by Shinoi. Rava says the same thing is true by Yush. He says that Rava says Yush also makes a kinyan. So Rava said Yush Amir Rabban Edinik. The Chacham said it makes a kinyan by the Ganav. But he said, I don't know, either a Raisa, either a Rabbana, whether it works mid a Raisa or only mid a Rabbana. Because either a Raisa, if you say it works mid a Raisa, you'd say mid a Moti Aveda. It's the same as if you find a lost object. Moti Aveda, in the case of someone who lost an Aveda, in that case, if by Aveda, if the owner gave a hope before you picked it up, you're allowed to keep it. So, Hainami, the case of Geneva also, Kimidimiyayishmara, once the owner gave hope of ever finding it, Kanila, he acquires it. So, Alma, Kani said that we see that he'd be calling it according to Midoraisa. Odim, or maybe, Lodamila Veda. Maybe a Geneva is very different than an Aveda. Because Aveda, who dechia soili yodei, by an Aveda, when he picked it up, Petera, who dechia soili yodei, came to his hand, Behetter. The owner gave up hope, and he's picking it up. He didn't do anything wrong. But Avohai, by the case of a Geneva, came into the Yisura Soli Yadeh, since when he picked it up, he took it out of the possession of the owner. He stole it. Since when he picked it up, it was the Yisur, Midrabananhu. So that's what the Chachamim, we say he makes a kinyan with Yish, that would only be the Rabbanan, Dama Rabbanan, Nigni, Minay Takana, Sashavan. The Chacham said, let's have Yish make a kinyan in order to encourage people to do tshuva, because this way he figures, look, one day he wakes up, he wants to do tshuva. If he has to give back the exact object, he might not be so simple to do tshuva. He uses it, he likes it, but if he knows that all he has to do is give back the money for it, it'll be easier for him to do tshuva. So that's what Rava said. I'm not sure if Yush makes a kinyan, Darabanan or Daraisa. Is it like an Aveda where it will mamish be a Daraisa Dikadin, as soon as the owner gives up hope, he loses ownership of it and the Ganav keeps it? Or do we say that no, that's here, the Ganav stole it from the owner Be'isser, and it's not right that just from you or she should own it, so it's only the Rabban and the Chachamim said that he acquires it. Rav Yosef disagrees with Rava's whole premise. Rav Yosef Hamar Yeyush Enokona Apilin Midrabanan. Yeyush doesn't work even Midrabanan. There's no such thing, because there's a chiluk between an Aveda. By Aveda, like Rava himself said, there it came to his hands, Behetzer. So that's why Yush works. But by geneva, where he's stolen, yush doesn't work at all. It has no meaning. It doesn't make a kinyan. But we know that, and we possibly grow Yosef be'ikr. We are machmir like Rabba, someone's mekadosh and isha based on something that he had stolen after yush. So we'll say that it could be that the kedushim will work because there is a kinyan yush. The Rosh says we are machmir, but be'ikr we possibly grow Yosef that. If a ganav steals something, and the owner, even though the owner gave up hope, when he wants to do tshuva, he has to return the thing, the exact thing to the owner if it's still intact. So that's the halacha. However, yush works together with other factors, and the factor we'll talk about tonight is yush works with shinay rishus. Yush works if the ganav no longer owns it. The ganav no longer is holding it, but he gave it over to a second person. In that case, you have shinui v'shus and yiyush. You have the owner gave up hope and is no longer in the possession of the person who stole it. So that's what we have all the rishas, the yiyush and shinui v'shus do work to make a kinyan. The question though is, the first thing we have to discuss, does it make a difference which order these two things happen in? Does the yiyush have to be before pashas? You could hear that it works better if the yiyush happens first, right? The ganav stole it, and the owner says, "I'm never going to find it again. The Arabs took it to their territories, and no Jew can get there to get it out." So he's miyayish. Then later it gets back into Jewish hands from the ganav. So there, you could say in that case, yiyush and shinei rishus helps. How about if it's the other way around? The second case we spoke about. Suppose a person, the ganav stole it, and he's very quick, and he stole it and sold it immediately to another person before the owner had ever given up hope. The owner was still calling the police to see, is the car available? Did you find it yet? It takes weeks before he gives up hope. In the meantime, he has a rented car from the insurance, and then finally they give up hope, they close the case, and he buys a new car. Then he's miyayish. But in those weeks where he's still trying to get the car, he hasn't been miyayish yet. So what happens then if a person bought it from the ganav? So at that point, if he realizes that it's stolen, so he certainly has to give it back. That was last week's year, right? Because then that's the case where we spoke about the tefillin last week. The same thing would be a car. If you buy the car and the owner still hasn't given up hope, and you see that there's ads all over the shuls that, you know, the 1983 car is stolen, like a good yeshivish car is stolen, please return it if you find it. And you realize that, hey, the car that I just bought matches that description. So then, that's last week's year. This still belongs to the owner. You have no right to keep it. You have to give it back to him. And he has to give you the money that you paid the ganav. Unless you should have known better that this person who sold it to you looks suspicious. Right? That's last week's year. But what happens this week if you didn't find out that it was stolen? It's for years. You've been driving it for a year or 2 years. And then finally you meet your old friend that you haven't seen in years, and he sees your car and he says, "That's my car that got stolen a few years ago. Of course I've been miyayish since then." But the yush occurred when you already owned it. Right? You hear the two cases. The first case is a simpler case where it had been in the hands of the ganav for a decent amount of time, within which the owner gave up hope of ever recovering it. After that, he sold it to you. So you had the shinei rishus after the owner had given up hope. The other case we're talking, the second case is talking about where he sold it to you right away, before the owner had given up hope. So at that point, if you knew it was stolen, you had to return it to him, no shaila. The question here is, it took years to find out that it was stolen. In the meantime, he did give up hope. What's halacha in such a case? And the Gemara in Bava Kama Tezvah, the same sugi we saw last week, only different shot in the machlokas. Rabbi and Rav Yochanan says this is the machlokas. Rav Zvi said the machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Rabbi is gufa, this second case they were talking about. Where they argue about a case where the owner gave up hope of ever recovering it after the buyer had purchased it from the thief. He didn't despair while he was still in the possession of the thief. This is the machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Rav. Rav Yochanan holds that it only works if you have Yiyush first and then you have Shina Yoshua's, but Shina Yoshua's Rachakach Yeish Lokani, but it won't work. You don't acquire it if the Shina Yoshua's came first, that the owner gave up hope after it had already been sold to this buyer. But Marisa Veloshana Barasa doesn't make a difference. Either way, the buyer acquires the goods, and in that case, he doesn't have to return the object itself back to the owner. He owns it right now. How do we paskin? Shulchan Aruch paskins, the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, the same siman we were learning last year, Shin Vav Sif Gimel. The lashon of the Rambam: Nisyaishu habayil min hageneva. If the owners gave up hope of ever recovering the stolen object, ben nisyaishu ve'achakach mochar. Whether they gave up hope and then ve'achakach mochar ganav, and then the ganav sold it, ben nisyaishu achash mochar, or he gave up hope after it had already been sold. Either way, kana halokeach biyush. The Shina Veshus, it doesn't make a difference which order it came in the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch Paskin. As long as when you now have it and you've discovered it's stolen, you have the combination of Yiyush of the owner, and it's no longer in the Ganav's Veshus, it's in your Veshus now, you have acquired it, and we'll see soon what that does for you. The Ramah disagrees. Yeshamim, the Ramah says we pass them like Rav Yochanan in the Sugi we just learned. Yeshamim din nisyayish la'ach shamachar. If the Yiyush only occurred after it was sold, lokana lokeach, the buyer did not acquire it. The ein Yiyush v'shini rishus kona, the combination of Yiyush and shini rishus doesn't work. Ela im nisyayish kona shemachar, unless the Yiyush occurred before the ganav sold it. The chen yirli lahoros, that's the way the Ramah paskins. The Shach says chayniker, pischei choshen, the contemporary says that's haskama ro poskim. So the first part of the shir is finished very simply, and that is the hachra would be that if you bought the car quickly, right after it was stolen, and we're not arguing whether he was, when he was married, everyone agrees with the facts that it was, the car was stolen on Monday and you bought it on Wednesday and he didn't give up hope for another 2 weeks. So when you bought the car on Wednesday, there had not been any use yet by the owner. There's a Shina Yoshus because it changed hands from the Ganav's hands to your hands, but the Yush didn't occur until afterwards. So in that case, we'll have to paskin like the Ramah. That's what the Shach says. Contemporary Pesachim Choshen says that it's no different than last week's case. We go back to the rules of last week, that since you bought it before the owner had a chance to realize it was stolen, or before he had a chance to give up hope of ever recovering it, it's still in his possession, it's still his property, and you have to give back the car itself to the owner, and like we said last week, he'll have to compensate you for the car. You don't have to go back to the ganav. Whatever you paid the ganav, he'll pay you, and then he'll have to fight with the ganav, unless you should have realized that it was, or unless you did realize it's a stolen car and you were just trying to make a good deal and then make a great deal, realizing it was hot. In that case, you have to give the car back to the owner, and you have to go back to the ganav and get your money back. That's open shut case, that's simple. And that's, I think, everyone would be with that psak. Now, how about this second case, though? The second case, which might be more common, where you end up buying something after the owner has discovered the theft and he's given up hope of recovering. He's no way he could recover it. I don't know too many ganavim, but I would assume that's what they do. Right? The ganavim probably hold it for a little while, and then until people forget about it, and then they try selling it. I assume that's what I would do if I was ganav. And once again, there's no argument on the facts. The facts are that Reuven bought it from the ganav after Shimon had already realized it was stolen and had given up hope from recovering it. He had already collected the money from the insurance, and he didn't think he's ever going to find it again. Like the case we said, that's the case by Shimon Mishpat, says this case that the Arabs stole it and took it to the territories, and there's no way of getting it back. Right, so in that case, he's miyayish right away. He sees who stole it. He knows he can't get it. He's already looking for a new car. You end up buying it unknowing that it was stolen. You find out later that it was stolen. So what's halacha then? So everyone holds Yiyush and Shino Yoshus makes a kinyan in that case, right? That's the Befeirush Gemara. The kinyan works. There's no shaila. The question is, what does it accomplish? What does the kinyan accomplish? And then we have another machlokus between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch continues the lashon of the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch says, what happens when you've had Yiyush and Shinui Rishos the proper way, in the proper order? The Yiyush came first, and then came the Shinui Rishos. The Shulchan Aruch paskins ve'eno machzir ha'geneva asam levai lal. In that case, you don't have to return the car to the owner. Ela nosim lam adamim. But you have to give him the money. Imokach miganim aforsam, if you bought it from a famous ganav, from a known ganav. Oh, eino nosim klal lo chayves lo adamim. Or if you didn't buy it from a known ganav, you bought it, let's say, innocently, like we hopefully that's the way we would do it. We wouldn't know it's stolen. So in that case, either the meikar din also, we should have to pay the money to the owner. But minnei takanas hashuk, that's the Rambam puts in, the Shulchan Aruch takes out the svara, but then that's the Rambam's reason. Because it's takanas hashuk, in that case you don't have to give anything. You don't have to give the object or even the money. If you bought it from someone, you bought it innocently, not knowing that it was stolen property or that the seller was a robber, the known thief. In that case, that just like last week said, there was a takanas hashuk, that you don't have to, that you get paid back when you give him the exact object. So there's another takanas hashuk in a case where by right you're allowed to keep the object and you just have to give him the compensate him the value of it, because it's not right that you should own Reuven's property without compensating. And so you, even though you just have to compensate him in ikar adin, and that's what you have to do by a ganav meforsam, but if there was no way you could have known that this item was stolen, so there's a takonas hashuk in this case also, which goes further and says you don't even have to pay anything to him. Let the owner go find out. You can tell him who sold it to you, or let him go to the ganav and get his money back. You're part of him paying completely. That's the Shulchan Aruch's psak, and based on the Rambam. The Rama adds, to explain the Rambam, the Rama says that even when there is a takanas hashuk, you know, in a simple case where you didn't know the person was a ganav that you bought it from, you bought it innocently. So he said, you can keep the object, you don't have to pay money. But if it ends up that the car is worth $10,000 and you bought it for $4,000, so look, you have a profit over here. You have a $10,000 car that you bought for $4,000. So that, the Rama says, according to the Rambam, at least that, you should, that extra $6,000, you should pay to the owner. He lost a $10,000 car. I'm talking used value, that's what it was worth. He lost a $10,000 car. You only spent $4,000 from it, so at least you should give him that extra $6,000, because even though there's a takanas hashuk, it's not right that you have a bargain over here, so at least give him the difference. If you don't want to, he doesn't say it, but I assume you can offer just give him the car back, and then he'll pay you, like we learned last week. It'll be no worse than last week's case, where you can give him the object, and then he'll give you the money. And that's what the Rama understands the Rambam. But then the Rama says, El is the Yesh Cholkin. Some disagree with the Rambam completely. Usvir l'neho, the Yiyush v'shinei Rishos kana legami. When you have this combination of Yiyush and Shinei Rishos, it's a kinyan, it's a complete kinyan. V'netzarech l'itein lo adamim, you don't have to give any money at all, even if it's a ganav before some, even if you bought it from a known ganav. As long as you have this combination of Yiyush and Shinei Rishos, it's a complete kinyan, and you have complete ownership over the object, you have no obligations at all to the owner of the object. According to the Shemay Mishpah, goes into the Svaras, he says that the Maskid the Rama, following Tosas, holds that it's like by an Aveda, Hashavas Aveda. Their Yush alone allows you to keep the object. Here also, since the Yush happened when the Ganav owned it, it was in your hands, the Heter, so that you didn't do anything wrong. So in that case, according to the Rama, you're allowed to keep it completely. The Rambam though holds, no, it's only a Kinyan Gezeil over here, because what happened? The owner gave up hope while it was in the Ganav's hands. At that point, what would the Ganav have to do? At that point, the Ganav now acquires the object, and he's chayav to pay money to the owner. It's a shayla if he had sold a lulav. It could be that he'd be able to yoti the lulav, except for Mitzvah Bava Aveira. But if he owns the lulav now, he just owes money to the owner. So there the Rambam holds, so if he sells it to you, he's selling you whatever rights he has to do it. His rights to this object is that he owns the object, but he has to pay money to the owner. So the same thing, he sells it to you, he sold you, Mamocha Arishan L'Sheni Kol Zchus Hayo, he has his zchus to keep the object and pay money, so that's what you acquired also. You acquired right to keep the object, but you still have to give the money to the owner. Except the Rambam says this, at Takanas Ashok, if there's no way that you could have known it, that's why you're allowed to keep the object and the money, and according to the Ramah, you have to, in the Rambam, you just pay the difference. The Gaon disagrees with the Ramah, and he says, even in that case, you wouldn't have to pay anything, you could keep all the money also, there's no such thing as paying the difference in value. That's the Gaon's pshat in the Rambam. So, just reviewing what we have in this case right now, let's talk about this more common case where the yush occurred first and now you have the object. And let's say it's a common case where we're talking about people like us, we wouldn't buy hot property. We have no way to know that this object, that the car was stolen. It looks like it was stolen. You go to a used place and they have ads in the paper, and they've been there for many years on Park Heights Avenue or Reisterstown Road where all the used car dealers are, and you buy a car over there. And you find out, and you believe him, and you find out that it belonged to a friend of yours who had it stolen many years ago. By the time you bought it, it had already been Shina Yoshus. You didn't realize that this car dealer was a thief. If they'd been changing more than one hand, it'd be better. But let's assume the car dealer was a thief, and he sold it to you. This car dealer deals with hot property, and he stole the car and he sold it to you. So in that case, you didn't have no way of knowing it. So in that case, it's certainly Yush and Shinei Rishos in the right order. It's not a ganav aforesome. It's no ganav. So according to the Rambam, even though Mi'ikra Din, you should have to at least pay the money back to the owner because you're no better off than the ganav who sold it to you. He had to pay the money. But because it's a takana tashuk, you're allowed to keep the car, you're allowed to keep the money. So machlokas, though, the Ramah says, even according to that sheet, it could be if you got a big bargain, you should pay him the difference. You shouldn't make a profit on this person's expense. According to the Gaon, you don't have to pay a penny to the owner. According to the Ramah goes even further. He says, Yish and Shinei Rishos makes it your property no matter what, even if it was a Maganav, it belongs to the original owner anymore. It'd be like if he had changed it into, he bought stole silver and melted it and made it into rings, and then you bought the rings, you keep it. It no longer belongs to the original owner. The Ramah says that that's the case by Yish and Shinei Rishos as well, and you wouldn't have to give it back at all. Right, that's what we would say at this point. Unfortunately, fortunately, either way, that's not the way the sugya ends up. This is the way it ends up in Ikar Adin, but there's two other points we have to bring out. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says, this also isn't so negia in this case, but he says that even though we said Yiyush and Sheni Roshos makes a kinyan, he says that it makes a kinyan, and we hold that you keep the object, you don't have to pay that back the money because of Atakana Sashuk. He says, it's like a mitziah, it's mutter to have benefit from it. However, when you bought it, you did an iser. Kimin sheyodei ashesel gozel aganov. In a case where you knew it was stolen or robbed, you made a mistake. Even though at that point there is yush and shinei rishos, but the shinei rishos was itself an iser. The fact that you took it from the ganov to make that shinei rishos, that was an iser, and therefore it becomes osev hana. You're not allowed to have any benefit from this object you sold. You're not allowed to buy something that's osev hana. Therefore, if you want to be yotzei, your bezin can't take it away from you because there's a kinyan. There's a kinyan called yush and shinei rishos. But the thing is osev hana, and you're a deya, it's the wrong thing to keep. Therefore, if you want to be yotzei yirei shamayim, lafkim imenu iser zeh, and you want to remove this iser from here, yachzirenu levayla, you should return it to its owners. But the Achronim point out, that's talking where you knew it was stolen. Right? Me'ikra din, if you knew it was stolen, and you bought it after Yiyush and Shinei Rishos, even according to the Rambam, you're allowed to keep the object. He only said that you have to pay the money. There's no Takana Tashuk there. The Shulchan Aruch says, we should go one step further, Bidei to be Yotzei Zidei Shomayim, that's Bidei Adam. You're allowed to keep it and just pay the money. But Losei Zidei Shomayim, it's not right for you to have done something osir, it was wrong for you to buy it, you knew he was a ganav, you shouldn't have bought it. So in that case, if you want to be yosir, neshamayim, you should give the object itself back to the owner, and that way you're yosir neshamayim. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Rama says another psak for those who did not know it was stolen. He brings from the Trumas Adeshan. He says, "Hochi nehigi afshav." The meaning nowadays is lahachzir kol geneva, to return any geneva that a person and discovers that he has purchased. Afila laachar yish reshini reshus. Even if the owner gave up hope, and then it was sold to you afterwards. Where mikra din, you're allowed to keep the object. The shaila is maybe you have to give back some of the money. The difference in the money, maybe you don't have to give back any money. But the Rama says the minig is that even though there's been this in the Sibzayin, in the same Simen Shinon Vav, the Rama says that the minig is to return any geneva. If you know what you have in your property is stolen, and you know the owner, even though there's been yush and shini rishus, you have to return him. You call din of the malchusa, because that's din of the malchusa. Now the shach, yes, we learned about din of the malchusa. There's no such thing as din of the malchusa when there's a shach between two Jews and the government doesn't care about it. It's not their issue. And to go keneged das din Torah, you don't use din of the malchusa. Meyikar din. We have halachas based on psukim that shino yirushos and yish makes a kinyan, and you should be allowed to keep it. So what right does the Rama have to say, well, dinu machusa, you have to return the object itself? The Shach says what he probably means is that it's also a minig by Jews. When the Rama says halchi nihigi yachsho, he didn't just mean that that's what the secular law has a custom. He meant that Jews have such a custom, and the Shach says that we have the right to make takanas. And that's our minik. So since the Gambi saw in Yigikin is lashon, is also by we have such a minik. The pshita, the ishmi and hador, the stocking takonas, we can make a takana. The Shach agrees with this psaka the Rama that even though we had some heterim over here, that if the yush came in order with the yush first and then shini rishus, and you didn't know that it was stolen, you can keep the object and maybe even not even have to pay back any money for it. But the Shach says we have to follow the minik of the Rama, because the Chachamim have a right to make takanas.
So the word doesn't mean anything.
It means that maybe because it was din and machusa, that's what made the Jews have such a custom. Maybe it's based on the Lashonis in the Trumas Adeshin. He uses such a Lashon. It's not so pashit. That's what the Shach says. The Ktos says, the difference for the Ktos says, it's a way of saying that you have to go to Fnei Meshuras Adin. We see in Dinei Gzela, there's times where you go with Nei Meshuras Adin. I have on the handout on the first side of Sugyan Kuf Yudalid. The Gemara says over there, Imbola Hachzer Yachzer Levayim Rishonim. It says if you want, you can return it to the original owner, the thing that was stolen. My Taimo, what's the reason? Yesh Kadikani, because according to this Tana, Yish would make a good Kenyan. Miu, Ami, Yeshibimam, and Shane Shliba. Some people say, I don't want to have something, it doesn't belong to me, I want to return it to the owner. Machzer Levayim Rishonim is an Indian to return something to original owners, whether that's exactly the Makar for this or not, it's not so partial, but there is such a concept that people want to go, let's name it Shura Sadin. So that's the way the Ktos understands this Rama. And it's true that we have by Yashavas Aveda too. By Yashavas Aveda we learned that if you find something after it's Yush and it's long, lost long ago, it's a rusty thing and the person suddenly gave up hope, but you see that there's a name in it, and you call up the person and he said, oh, I lost that 30 years ago. We said there was some item over them back then a few years ago where, you know, people found things that had been lost years ago, 20 years ago. Certainly there had been Yush by the time you found it. You find something in Yeshiva and it's hidden there when they're cleaning something that was never cleaned before for 20 years. So certainly there's a yush, but there's an inyan to go. If the Mishra said didn't return it anyway, there's such an inyan. So that's what the Ktos says. The same thing over here. By the Gzela, there's also the Mishra said didn't to return it. However, the Pischei Choshen says, if that's the reason why you have to go with the Mishra said didn't, if you recall, there was a Mordechai that we quoted over there as brought in Halacha, that by Hashavas Aveda, you only have to go with the Mishra said didn't if you're wealthy or you have what you need and you have no problem going with Nimesh Rasadin. But we said that a person who found that object is very poor, and to go with Nimesh Rasadin would be hard for him. So we learned that this poor person doesn't have to go with Nimesh Rasadin in returning that Veda. So the Pischei Choshen says the same thing would be over here. Even though we said the minig is if you have stolen property you have to return it, that's the minig. But if you're poor, based on the Ktosa Svara, you wouldn't have to, because you don't have to give us nimishur sadin if it hurts you, meaning it's hard for you. According to the Shach's reason, though, since it's there's a minig yisrael, or a minig yisrael is to return it, so the minig yisrael doesn't apply to poor people and wealthy people. It doesn't make a difference. You would have to return it anyway. Now, when you return it, in such a case, Shulchan Aruch says, of course, he says, "Medina zeila haminig lahachzer min adin kol zeila geneva." In our medina, the minig is to return any stolen object. Afilu la'achar yishvashin yirushos, even after the person's given up hope, after it's changed hands. Ela shim nasan dama machzir la dama. However, he paid money for this object. He bought it from. He bought the car from someone. So it's no worse than takonas hashuk that we learned last week. That you have to return the car to the owner, even though you found it many years later. But he has to pay you whatever you paid for it. Right. So that's the conclusion of Shulchan Aruch Harav. So just reviewing what we've seen, in the different cases. Last week we saw that if you bought the object, and let's talk about where you don't know it's hot item that you're buying. You bought it innocently, you bought something and you found out that it was stolen before the owner had given up hope for it. If you buy it and you see the signs up, if anyone found my coat, my whatever car, my tefillin, please return it. And you paid money for it at some pawn shop or somewhere where you thought it was a legal, normal sale. So in that case, there's been no yush yet. It certainly still belongs to the owner. You have to take this object that you bought, return it to the owner. It's his. It's Hashavas Aveda. It's his object. And the maker didn't. You shouldn't have to get a penny from him. You'd have to go back to the seller to get your money back. But Takana Sashuk, we said, he has to pay you whatever you paid, and he'll do business with the person who stole it from him. That's what we learned last week. This week we've seen two cases. If you bought it, the same case as last week, but it took a while to discover that it was stolen. In the meantime, the owner had given up hope of ever recovering it, and now you find out that it was stolen. So he said, since when it came to your hands, he hadn't given up hope yet, it has the same halachas as last week. It doesn't make a difference, because the yush came after you already had it in your possession. You got it be'isr. When you got it, he hadn't given up hope. It still belonged to that person. Later he gives up hope. That doesn't do anything with halacha. The yush doesn't affect anything. We pass him like the Ramah, the Shach says. And in that case, the same halacha supply. You have to give the object itself back to the owner, because it's still his object. And once again, he'll compensate you, if assuming you didn't know that it was hot merchandise. The next case, the last case, is where we had the shaila. The last case is where you didn't buy it right away. The ganav stole it, and he sat on it for a while before he sold it to you. Then you bought it directly from the ganav after the person had given up hope. And now it's changing hands into your hands. So that's the classic halacha of yush and shinei rishus. According to everyone, you now own the object. The object is yours. Yish and Shinei Rishos makes a kinyan, and it's your object at this point. What responsibilities do you have? Well, Pashas, you say you can keep it. However, according to the Rambam says you still have a responsibility, me'ikr hadin, to return, to give the money, the value of it, to the owner. However, because there's a takonas hashuk, that obligation is waived, so you could keep it. You keep the ox, you could keep the money. According to the Ramah, you have to at least give the difference in value. If you got a bargain, then you'd have to give that to the owner. According to the Ramah himself, he holds that once it's been yush and shinei rishus, it's now your object completely. You don't have to give him the object, you don't have to give him any money. It's yours completely. There's no chiyum at all. The Shach, by the way, disagrees with the Ramah on that point. He says you have to go with the Rambam. But it's all a moot point anyway, because we learned, even though you might say, me'ikar adin, I'm allowed to keep the object, and I could even keep the money, except maybe the difference in the money. But the minig is, even if you didn't know it was stolen, the minig is that if you end up having an object that you know belongs to another person, it was stolen from him, the minig, the Ramah paskins, the Shach agrees, the minig is to return the object to the person anyway, the object itself to return to the person, And then, of course, he'll compensate you for whatever you paid for it. That will be the minig. It could be that if you're poor, if the tzos is far as the correct svara, so then you wouldn't have to do this with nimishur sadin. Then we have you'd have to ask a shayla. But in general, is a framework. If it ends up, if you really knew that it was stolen, so there, even though there's been yush and shini rishus and the ikar din, all you have to do is pay him the money for it. You don't have to pay the object itself. You're allowed to keep because there's been yush and shini rishus. There, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that you should be so you've done an iser, and even though in choshen mishpat you would be allowed to keep the object and just give him the money, but losik zedei shemayim meikar adin, he says losik zedei shemayim, you should give the object itself back to the owner, and he'll compensate you for it in that case also. So those are the way the halachas break down.